Have you seen any cranes or anything over here?
I haven't this morning so far. One of the interesting things that I experienced as a kid was my father was one who was curious about a lot of things. Especially was he curious about the out-of-doors. And his way of showing me the out-of-doors, come along with me and we're going to take a walk today. And these walks happen generally on Sunday afternoons because we were farm people and there was farm work to do all week long. And we would check the oat crop and the corn crop and the hay crop. And we would check as to whether or not the cows had enough to eat for the next while in the pasture. We would walk slowly and we would keep our mouths shut. My dad was a stickler for walking slowly and quietly. He said, what you need to do, if you really want to understand nature, is not pay so much attention to what everybody else pays attention to, the loud noises and the stuff that's easily seen. He said, learn how to listen for the whispers. Listen for what is not ordinarily heard. And the second thing he said, don't just look where the bright light shines. Learn to look in the shadows. Because it's in the shadows that there's a whole nother world. Learn to look in the shadows and listen for the whispers, because the extent to which you do that is the extent to which you will come to know nature and know it deeply, know far more important than simply becoming acquainted with. Further, whether it's an old barn, a field of corn, or an oak woods, the extent to which you know it is the extent to which you will take care of it. That's a powerful message, and I've never forgotten that.